Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
410 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. Not a bad day. A little hazy today. We're looking at a busy day. Let me just put it like this. Clear, warm temps continue in the 80s. Strong southeasterly winds will cause that risk for, and the winds are blowing out there today, causing a high risk of rip currents. Red flags are flying on Pensacola Beach. Gulf is closed to swimming, and Austin will be here all around, giving us an update on the weather in just a few moments and what we can expect. Not a bad week ahead, but Sunday, I'll let Austin tell you. He could be the bad guy on this one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we just got through covering President Trump from the Rose Garden in Washington today. Today is Liberation Day. We found that, and that was pretty emphasized. His American First mission is the top policy. So President Trump wrapping that up with an extended news conference from Washington. Let's go ahead, if you don't mind, Austin. Let's go ahead and do the top trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, let me kind of frame it under a election heading, if you don't mind. Jimmy Patronis defeated Gay Valamont to keep Florida's first congressional district in Republican hands. Patronis received 57% of the vote to 42% for Valamont. However, this was the interesting number here. Valamont was the winner in Escambia County with 51% of the vote to 48% for Patronis. Hold resident, three-term Okaloosa County Commissioner Nathan Bowles defeated J. Mayor Sean Owens and six other Republicans to secure the GOP nomination. That was for the District 3 seat in the Florida House of Representatives. And Republican Randy Fine defeated Democratic challenger Josh Wheel to fill a U.S. House of Representatives seat in Northern Florida. Fine will assume the seat left vacant by Mike Waltz, who, of course, is now serving as the National Security Advisor.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, Governor Ron DeSantis says the Florida Law Enforcement Recruit Bonus Program has awarded over 7,800 bonuses. The program gives $5,000 bonuses to law enforcement officers who come to Florida from other states. Speaking today at the Marion County Sheriff's Office, DeSantis said about 700 checks are in the mail in the latest round of payments, while in Ocala, the governor awarded checks to 12 Marion County deputies.
Okay, also Florida Congressman Byron Daniels, or Donalds, I'm sorry, I know his name is Byron Daniels, announcing his plan to run for governor in the state 2026 elections. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he's not so sure his wife, Casey DeSantis, now will seek the position after his term is completed.
I think most Florida Republicans, they want to continue the success and build upon it. I think there's a lot of folks here, unfortunately, in the political system that would love to see Florida revert back to the good old days when we were a one-point state.
In a bill to align Florida with President Trump's executive order renaming the Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of America, moving forward in the state legislature, Sarasota Republican State Senator Joe Gruters is the sponsor of Senate Bill 1058, which passed the Senate Rules Committee today and is headed for a floor vote, yesterday, and is headed for a floor vote. The bill would update future geographic and school instructional material to reflect the name change.
Okay, 413 News Radio 92.3, Miami could be doing away with water fluoridation. The max you can do 0.7, the minimum of like 0.2 here in Pensacola. ECUA does 0.4 right down the middle as an average. Well, it is all part of a growing trend to end the public health measure. Eben Brown has more from Miami.
Miami-Dade County, Florida could be the next and perhaps largest local government to stop adding fluoride to drinking water. Its Board of County Commissioners voted Tuesday to end the practice.
It pains me to know that there were people that had to add the fluoridated water and have their babies ingested, you know, without them being able to say that they couldn't.
Commissioner Roberto Gonzalez, fluoridation has long been believed to help strengthen teeth. Opponents of the practice of adding it to the drinking water supply say it causes neurological issues. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine Cava could potentially veto the measure.
Scientific evidence is very clear that we are using fluoride at safe and beneficial levels.
In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Florida recovering tens of millions of dollars from a property insurance company that's being accused of wrongdoing. Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer announced yesterday Universal Property and Casualty Insurance Company agreed to return over $30 million to the Florida Hurricane Catastrophe Fund. It also agreed to pay more than $4 million in fines. The company was accused of fraudulently submitting ineligible claims for reimbursement, and Uthmeyer says in order to have a healthy and stable insurance market, insurance companies must play by the rules.
You want a sad story?
Sure.
Got one for you. Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger spin closing at Disney's Magic Kingdom. You don't know how many hours I stood in that line. It's a move that might have you rethinking your summer plans. I know, listen, I did it with my kids when they were younger. We based those darn things around Buzz and Woody. And I'm sure a lot of you will probably have the same consideration. The new Space Ranger spin attraction is scheduled to open in 2026. You can still go to infinity and beyond until the closing of Buzz and Woody. That will happen in August.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. Not too much going on the roads from what I can see. At least nothing that you wouldn't normally expect. Got some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And on Mobile Highway traveling northbound passing Michigan Avenue. Last major spots are going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. And Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 76 degrees right now. Low of 70 tonight. It will be foggy this evening and tomorrow morning, where there will be a high of 77 and a low of 70.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
All right, stocks ending up as investors awaited President Trump's tariff announcement. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending higher as investors await details of President Trump's tariff plan this afternoon. 25% tariffs on automobile imports will take effect on April the 3rd and a similar duty on auto parts a month later. And shares of Tesla rose 5% despite the EV maker's global vehicle deliveries falling 13% in the first quarter from a year ago. Further evidence of a growing consumer backlash against the brand and its chief executive, Elon Musk. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Home Depot, and Amazon, the Dow decliners, Chevron, McDonald's, and Visa. The Dow rising 235 points, the NASDAQ higher by 151, S&P 500 up 38. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And people in Illinois, Arkansas, and Missouri have been bracing for possible EF3 tornadoes today. Missouri and Arkansas, along with Mississippi and Tennessee, could also see flooding as the same storms are expected to bring heavy rain over the next few days.
I tell you, we're going to get our share of that on Sunday, I believe, looking down the line, because I'm still seeing a lot of zeros all the way heading in, well, about 10% on Saturday. Saturday is okay, but Sunday is the day in question. Hey, listen, there's a sign of job growth holding up. This is the good news for you. Jenny Casola has those numbers.
More jobs than expected were created by private employers in March. Payroll processing company ADP reports 155,000 new positions created by private employers last month. Economists expected just 115,000. Manufacturing hiring picked up. Construction hiring slowed. Utilities, natural resources, trade, and transportation lost jobs. The group's chief economist, Neela Richardson, says despite policy uncertainty and downbeat consumers, the bottom line is this: the March top line number was a good one for the economy and employers of all sizes, if not necessarily all sectors. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
418 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll get a bit deeper of a national dive in for you. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a few minutes.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
The life of every child is precious. If you care for a child or teenager with a disability and have limited income and resources, they may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn more. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Here's today's business news.
Well, the creator of probably the most famous puzzle video game ever made weighs in on his new book. Ian Digman has more on Fox on Games.
Fox on Games, your insider's cheat code to gaming.
It's not often you get to speak to an icon, and Hank Rogers is just that. You might know the name from the Tetris movie that came out around last year, because he's the man who brought it over from Russia to your Game Boy at first, and then everything else.
The lasting appeal that's universal, first of all, because mathematics is universal, it's not cultural, and it's played by everyone.
And now he has a new book to set the record straight on everything he is doing, and has done, running the Tetris company.
The movie is Hollywood. It's a movie. And so I decided that I needed to set the record straight, not only for my children, my grandchildren, but for my friends, family, and for my fans.
We asked him how he feels about the success of the puzzle game and how he feels that some players have officially beaten the game that took over the world some 30 years ago.
That whole crowd of young people, of kids, whatever you want to call them, worked really hard to get to that kill screen.
Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
And the Supreme Court unanimously tossing an appeals court ruling that was filed against the FDA related to e-vapes. The FDA will continue to be allowed to reject new flavored e-cigarettes based on health concerns. An appeals court had previously ruled that the agency had unlawfully changed the approval rules during the middle of court proceedings.
Interesting day. CEO of Boeing testifying before the Senate. Ryan Schmeltz has details from Washington.
Boeing CEO Kelly Ortberg acknowledging recent mistakes by the company in testimony before the Senate Transportation Committee.
Boeing made serious missteps in recent years, and it's unacceptable. In response, we've made sweeping changes to the people, processes, and overall structure of our company.
Those missteps led to several catastrophic incidents, including a door plug blowout mid-air after a plane left a Boeing facility without key bolts. The CEO says employees helped generate over 26,000 improvement ideas, including enhancing employee training and, quote, elevating our safety and quality culture. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Looking at the roads here, we do have some problems on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field, and traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point in Pensacola. Issues at Blue Angel Parkway. This is going to be if you are traveling westbound towards the intersection with Mobile Highway, so be on the lookout for that. And also have our usual backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, sitting at around 76 degrees, low of 70 tonight, with some fog in the area. That's going to bleed into your Thursday morning, where Thursday's high will be 77, low will be 70.
Great snapshot of local weather. Many Americans, however, this is the national snapshot. We're bracing. These are going from 40,000 feet, looking down, are bracing for potential severe weather. Adam Klotz has your Fox weather forecast.
A significant tornado outbreak is expected today across parts of the mid-Mississippi and lower Ohio valleys, including areas of Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Mississippi. The Storm Prediction Center has issued a rare level 5 out of 5 for high risk of severe weather, with numerous long-track EF3 tornadoes or stronger anticipated. Flash flooding is also a major concern from eastern Texas through the lower Mississippi Valley, where several inches of rain have already fallen. More rain is expected all the way through the weekend. Meanwhile, the upper Midwest is bracing for a winter storm, significant snowfall expected from the Dakotas to northern Minnesota and Michigan's upper peninsula. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
And a judge is allowing an anti-Semitism lawsuit against UC Berkeley to go forward. The lawsuit from the Louis D. Brandeis Center and Jewish Americans for Fairness in Education accuses the university of inaction over harassment of Jewish students. It also accuses Berkeley of being deliberately indifferent to a hostile environment towards Jewish students. The judge did dismiss one claim involving contracts with legal academics.
427, News Radio 92.3. What a day it is. The Trump administration is pushing back on a report. Elon Musk is preparing to leave the White House.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt calls the scoop garbage, responding to a report in Politico that President Trump is informing members of his cabinet and inner circle that Elon Musk will be stepping back in the coming weeks. Musk, who has become the face of Doge, is designated as a special government employee and by law is limited to working for the administration for no more than 130 days a year. Leavitt says both the president and Musk have stated he'll depart from public service when his work at Doge is complete. Politico reports some inside the administration are frustrated with Musk and view him as a political liability. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And it's a shame that just a moment ago I was talking about an anti-Semitism issue at a university because two Jewish students at Chicago's DePaul University suing the school after they claimed they were attacked on campus. Max Long and Michael Kaminsky say that they were assaulted by a masked man on November 6th when they were peaceful peacefully advocating for Israel. The Lawfare Project, which is representing the plaintiffs, says DePaul officials have allowed the violent anti-Semitic rhetoric on campus to continue to escalate and go unchecked. Long suffered a brain injury while Kaminsky sustained a fractured wrist in an attempt to help Law.
429 News Radio 92.3. Group of Democrats met with President Trump's education secretary today. Ryan Smeltz was there and has more.
After meeting behind closed doors about the future of the Department of Education, Secretary Linda McMahon crashed a press conference being held by a group of Democrats outside the building, among them Mark Takano of California, who had questions for McMahon.
I'm gonna let them answer the questions.
Question. When are you gonna shut down this building?
Well, we've had our discussions already, so thank you all very, very much for coming.
Several Democrats say they appreciated McMahon for hosting the meeting and say they hope to continue the line of communication while expressing their concerns about the Trump administration's goal to dismantle the agency. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And we were telling you earlier this week about Karen Reed's second murder trial in Massachusetts beginning to get underway. Of course, her last year trial ended in a mistrial due to a hung jury, and she's on trial for killing her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, back in January of 2022. So far, Karen Reed's second murder trial has seated four jurors.
Okay, Saturday, the 12th of April, that's not this Saturday, the following Saturday, Pensacola Beach is the site for the 9th annual Pensacola Sports Pensacola Beach Firefighters Challenge. I've done this event now for 9 years.
Okay.
It is absolutely amazing. It takes place over on Casino Beach, right underneath the beach ball. The event draws local, regional, and national firefighters from across the country. Registration is on right now. Ray Palmer, CEO of Pensacola Sports, joining us today. 435 on News Radio 92.3.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Graham. President Trump announcing sweeping tariffs on goods from several nations around the globe. He calls the import taxes reciprocal.
Reciprocal. That means they do it to us and we do it to them. Very simple. Can't get any simpler than that.
Now, the president holding an event at the White House. Supporters argue the tariffs will encourage international companies to manufacture in the U.S. and avoid the tax. Democrats counter the president's tariffs will escalate trade wars with U.S. allies and lead to higher prices for American consumers.
It's a crazy idea in his head that hurts American families and does very little benefit, and in an untargeted way that makes no sense.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, one of many Democrats, speaking out against the tariffs. This has been a Fox News alert.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The president is currently speaking at the White House detailing his plan for reciprocal tariffs. At the top of his remarks, the president said he will soon be signing the executive order instituting reciprocal tariffs on countries throughout the world. ADP reports today private companies added 155,000 jobs in March, a sharp increase from the revised 84,000 in February and better than the Dow Jones forecast of 120,000. On the wage side, earnings rose by 4.6% year over year. The Switch 2 will hit store shelves on June 5th. The new device from video game giant Nintendo is a bigger and faster version of its first-gen Switch, which has sold 150 million units since its release in 2017. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session higher, with the Dow gaining 235 and the tech-heavy NASDAQ was up by 151 points. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Andy Gresh for the Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. A lot of teams are complaining about the tush push in the NFL. Here's what I don't understand. Why aren't more teams trying to do this themselves? If you've got five bigs up front that are pretty good, you can run the tush push as well. Time for teams to stop wanting to get rid of the play and start embracing it and doing it themselves. I'm Andy Gresh.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, hon.
My brother got life insurance from Ethos and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online, no medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/sports. Ethos.com/sports.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Fort Cancer event benefiting the American Cancer Society at Suposi Event Center is Friday evening. Enjoy the food, cocktails, live entertainment, and exciting auctions. See ForkCancerPensacola.org for event details. The 15th annual Navy Federal 5K is Saturday, benefiting the Escambia County Public Schools Foundation in downtown Pensacola. Please see visitpensacola.org. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable?
Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's your top sports stories this hour.
437 News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. Let me tell you something. We have an exciting season getting ready to kick off here. Of course, we're talking about the Blue Wahoos. 2025 season gets underway Friday, hosting the Biloxi Shuckers. Eric Bramer in with a Wahoos update this afternoon.
Hey, everybody. Pensacola Blue Wahoos broadcaster Eric Bramer here with your Wahoos update. Only 2 days remain until the start of the 2025 Blue Wahoos season. Friday night, we welcome in the Biloxi Shuckers to begin a 9-game homestand at Blue Wahoos Stadium. The bad news, we are all sold out of seats for that season opener on Friday. The good news is we still have standing room tickets, and the rest of that homestand has good seats still available. Yesterday, it was announced that the opening day starter would be Robbie Snelling, the number 8 prospect in the Marlins organization and the top prospect on this roster. He's a big deal. You'll want to see him in person, so come on out on Friday. If you can't come out on Friday, well, Thursday night, we've got an open practice that goes 6 to 7:30. It'll give you a chance to get a sneak peek at our 2025 team and also check out some of the new concession items and merch in the team store. This has been Eric Bramer with your Wahoos update.
Yeah, it's always exciting. Season opener kicking off. Sold out. That's really some excellent economic news.
Yeah,
in terms of generating a nice economic base there for the team. So here's something I'm very excited about. Done it for 9 years. Let me paint the picture for you. Have been there on the scene under the big Beach Ball on Pensacola Beach, right there at Casino Beach. 9 years, Pensacola Sports has been presenting the Pensacola Beach Firefighters Challenge. This is an amazing event. These firefighters are absolutely fully dressed in all their equipment, and they do these obstacle courses. Let me go to Ray Palmer, CEO, President, Pensacola Sports, joining us this afternoon. He is my partner in firefighter crime this afternoon. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
I'm good, Chris. How are you?
You know, I'm looking forward because I know it's springtime, and I doggone appreciate when you see these first responders, firemen, things like that, all of the gear that they have on, you can see them up close, personal, right there on the beach sidewalk. It's an obstacle course. I don't know how these guys do it. It is amazing.
Well, you're 100% exactly right. And one of the interesting things about the firefighter competition that we have created with the assistance of so many of our local firefighters is, you know, this is a competition that they deal with and they actually execute every single day as firefighters, as they keep us safe. And when, you know, emergencies happen and fires happen, these the various components of the relay race, if you will, the activities that they do are all based on things they have to do in their job. This isn't made up, you know, crazy, silly stuff. This is actual activities that they have to do in their full uniform. But one thing is totally unique. It's in this the Sugar White Sands of Pensacola Beach, what makes it incredibly difficult for them to execute.
We're talking to Ray Palmer from Pensacola Sports. And, Ray, I got to tell you, the thing that hurts me the most when I watch these firefighters in full gear on the sand, having to lug the big hoses and all, but it's the forced entry kind of obstacle that they have to get. They have to bust this door down with a crowbar to get through the next course, and a lot of them just can't do it. It's pretty tough.
It can be. It's fascinating how they do it. They actually cut this wedge of wood, and the firefighter gets to pick his wedge, and apparently there is an art to looking at a piece of wood saying, okay, this one has this knot or not a knot, and this one may break easier than the others. We try and make them as fair as you can, but you know what? God makes the wood. We don't. So we don't get to manufacture and control that and say, okay, this one we're going to make easy to break. This one isn't. And it's very technique-driven of breaking that door. And like you said, some guy thinks he's, you know, been doing this for years. All of a sudden, he can't get through the first door. He never gets on the course.
I've seen a lot of tears out there, right? They look at that thing, go, come on, I do this every day. Open up. And it is a rough obstacle for those firefighters. I know we're talking about the event, not this Saturday, but the following Saturday. They get this thing going like 6 o'clock in the morning. That's when the teams start to show up and set up and things like that. Competition gets underway. Would you say about 8 o'clock, Ray?
Competition, the opening ceremonies. Actually, there's a Friday night seeding round that will begin about 6:30 or 7. The original registration, actual sign in, is Friday night, and the competitors will compete, and we'll seed them for Saturday's competition, which the opening ceremonies with the national anthem and the color guard and all will begin approximately 7:30, and then we will start the competition right away.
You know, right
after that,
when the opening ceremonies
really
goes
cool
off, when the opening ceremonies go off, I look at the firefighters' eyes. They're so proud of what they do, and they're so proud to be an American. And what a great patriotic event this is.
American flags flying off the ladder truck, you know, over the beach. Doesn't get better than that. And the brotherhood of the firemen is like I've never seen anything. You know, you talk about teammates, but these guys are teammates across firehouses, and more so even into the the world in which they live. We have seen firefighters going down, struggling, and firefighters from around the Southeast, around the country, go out on the course and cheer each other on.
Yeah.
It can be extremely emotional as these guys struggle to finish. These guys and gals
struggle
to finish and watch the Brotherhood of Firefighters is as unique of a brotherhood of anything I've ever seen. And I've seen a lot of sports.
Yes, obviously. You have. Absolutely.
Nothing like it.
Hey, listen, I know.
Well worth watching.
I do know this. Competition and registration still open because we get firefighters that listen to us in the stations around here. And how can they go about registering if they want to participate? Do they still have time to do that?
They do. PensacolaSports.org. They can register an individual. They can register as a team, whatever they want to do. Just go to PensacolaSports.org. We have the DeLuna swim the same morning. If people want to swim open water, that's not restricted to firefighters, but we've got that event. I mean, it's a great day of activity and, a nice time of the year on the beach. It's not terribly hot.
Right.
It can be warm. Just a great day to be out of Pensacola Beach.
You listen, Ray
not
Palmer,
that there's ever a bad day to Pensacola Beach.
It's always a wonderful day on the beach, but I will tell you this. I will see you at that event. I will be bringing my lawn chair out there, and I will be planning myself for the afternoon. It is a great family event. It is a great event to witness, to see these firefighters in action. So be there. It is Saturday, April 12th. Ray, thanks so much for your time this afternoon.
Thanks, sir.
All right. Ray Palmer, he's always very accessible, and we do appreciate that. Yeah, Saturday, April 12th, Pensacola Beach, site for the 9th Annual Pensacola Sports Pensacola Beach Firefighters Challenge.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Pensacola Christian Academy, where students thrive in a safe environment designed to build a solid foundation. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see, at least stuff that you wouldn't normally expect, that is. We do have some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, also at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile Road, and on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, sitting at around 76 degrees, low of 70 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be very similar temperature-wise, high of 77, low of 70.
Yeah, there I was driving back to the house after getting off there at 7 o'clock last night.
Right.
And looking at my temperature gauge on my odometer, it was like 74 degrees at 7 o'clock last night.
Oh, jeez.
It was.
We're back in full swing.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. Loving every minute of it. Absolutely. Hey, listen, there's a pair of athletes, one in the NBA. Let's go across over here. Other in the NHL. Had great performances Tuesday night. Joe Morgan has a report.
Two all-time athletes took center stage Tuesday night. In the NBA, Steph Curry went off, scoring 52 points in Golden State's win over the Grizzlies while knocking down 12 of his 20 attempts from beyond the arc. Curry had 32 points in the first half while making 8 of 10 shots from 3. In the NHL, history is right around the corner for Alex Ovechkin. Ovechkin is 4 goals away from breaking Wayne Gretzky's career record, scoring in the first period of Washington's 4-3 victory over the Bruins. Ovechkin has scored 12 goals in his last 18 games, which is 8 games remaining on the Capitals' regular season schedule. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And speaking of notable athletes, the NBA looking into a finger gun gesture made by Memphis Grizzlies star Ja Morant. The ESPN ESPN reports that the 2-time All-Star was seen on television raising his arms and making a gun shooting gesture at the Golden State Warriors bench during a 134-125 loss. Warriors player Buddy Hield will also be probed for a gesture he made prior to Morant's response. Morant has previously been involved with several controversies surrounding his displaying of firearms in public and on social media.
No middle fingers, huh?
No, that's too old school.
Oh. Okay.
It's all about threatening people's well-being now.
Moving to a different category. Nevada schools banned trans athletes from girls' sports in a major reversal for the state. Gary Baumgarten has the latest.
Now, only biological females can compete in the girls' category in Nevada. It's a reversal from the state's previous policy, allowing trans athletes to compete in girls' and women's sports. The controversy over eligibility in the state drew national attention after the University of Nevada's women's volleyball team forfeited a game with San Jose State in October because there was a trans athlete on San Jose's team. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Yeah, that gets a lot of attention. Something else that does is the NCAA men's tournament. Well, Westwood One Sports coverage of the tournament is on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. That's 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, and your ESPN Pensacola mobile app. ESPN Pensacola, of course, your home for March Madness this basketball season. Final Four gets underway this weekend.
Okay, News Radio 92.3, 448 Pensacola. You might not realize this, but Florida doesn't have a chief financial officer. Jimmy Patronis left that position as of Monday, as Florida law requires elected officials to resign from their current office to run for another office if those terms overlap. Okay, as of today, Governor DeSantis has not appointed his replacement. DeSantis says he's going to name an interim CFO for the rest of the month, then install a permanent appointee for that position by mid-May.
All righty. And the White House reported to be looking at what it could or what it would cost to control Greenland as a territory. Sources say the administration is also estimating how much revenue could be gained from Greenland's natural resources, including rare earth minerals. The Post says one plan is to offer more money than Denmark to subsidize Greenland services.
News Radio 92.3. Sexual abuse allegations led to the firing of a U.S. Olympic and Paralympic coach and director. Gary Baumgarten's coming back here. He's got this report.
The coach, Gary Colyander, was fired after allegations that he sexually abused a young biathlete, causing her so much distress that she attempted suicide, were detailed in an Associated Press report. Also fired, Eileen Carey, who was vice president of the Maine Winter Sports Center where the girl was coached. She was later promoted to director of the Paralympic team. Colyander denies any wrongdoing. No comment yet from Carey. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Just about 4:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll get some more national notes for you and maybe some pop culture stuff as we ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. McKee Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians. They hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the Congressional District 1 election. Jimmy Patronis obviously won, but losing Escambia County to Gay Vallemont, the Democrat, and why I think that happened. Also recap some of the local and better national April Fool's Day prank post news stories. Why did the Escambia County Commission tell the city council members that instead of having a joint meeting, they could come speak at the podium for 3 minutes? You know, like the rest of the peasants. You can listen to all of those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now
now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
4:53 News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan and Austin Price thinking about doing the house buying or house selling process. Well, mortgage rates lower today, remaining below that 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.71%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.12%. While we're talking about finances and money, things like that, Hillary Barsky has tips on saving you money.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. With food prices still rising, there are still lots of ways to save while shopping for groceries. First, try to change up where you shop and consider branching out to warehouse clubs, dollar stores, and big box retailers. But if you're still partial to your go-to grocery store, at least try to buy store brands, which could save you up to 30% from name brand items. And while you're shopping, try to forego impulse purchases, which can add up. And one of the ways you can do this is by limiting your trips to the grocery store. And plan your weekly meals based on sales circulars that offer weekly savings. And check out the price per unit of different grocery items, which is often printed on the pricing display near the product. You can also use a unit price calculator to determine the cost per unit to see if you're getting a good value. And think about getting a credit card that offers cash back for grocery purchases. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And Director Oliver Stone calling on Congress to reopen the investigation into President John F. Kennedy's assassination. Stone raised unfounded conspiracy theories in his 1991 movie JFK. He testified before the House yesterday on last month's release of the investigation's recently declassified records. The filmmaker took aim at the CIA without providing conclusive evidence, as he has in the past.
So when the day started, Tesla stocks were down. And by this afternoon, Tesla stocks are up and on the rise. Increasing over 4%. Madison Allworth has the details on how and why it happened.
Tesla shares speeding up on the news that Musk might be out soon at Doge. Politico is reporting that he could leave his government post in order to return to his companies, including Tesla, which has had a tough first quarter. We have a tweet from the White House. They have shot down this report, calling it garbage, saying, quote, Elon Musk and President Trump have both publicly stated that Elon will depart from public service as a special government employee when his incredible work at Doge is complete. So, White House saying no, but stock reacting today. And that's because Tesla, in the meantime, has been struggling. Tesla global vehicle deliveries were down 13%. And that means that shares of the company were also down more than 6%.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Insec. Insec Pest and Lawn. Get your yard spring ready with $100 off your first treatment with a new annual contract. Call Insec today. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Got some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and at the intersection of Nine Mile Road and Pine Forest Road. Last major spot's probably going to be Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 76 degrees, low of 70 tonight. Going to be foggy this evening and tomorrow morning. Thursday's high, 77. Thursday's low, 70.
Here's today's pop culture news.
You bet it is. Actor Val Kilmer passed away at the age of 65. Todd Pirro has the details.
Val Kilmer, known for his blockbuster roles, including The Doors, where he, of course, played singer Jim Morrison. And he was one of many stars to play the caped crusader Batman in the 1995 film Batman Forever.
I see without seeing. To me, darkness is as clear as daylight.
Kilmer first became a superstar after playing the character Iceman in the iconic film Top Gun. He fell out of the spotlight in 2014, though, when he survived a battle with throat cancer and lost his voice after undergoing surgery. He later reprised the role of Iceman in 2022's Top Gun Maverick, which was his final performance. Kilmer's voice was digitally altered for the film.
And Animation Domination will stay on Fox for at least the remainder of this decade. Fox Network announced four-year renewals for The Simpsons, Family Guy, Bob's Burgers, and American Dad. The fourth year of the renewal will mark the 40th season of The Simpsons.
Absolutely. I could tell you the story about that one, but I will not get into it. But it was very interesting on how that, right. I was over at Fox when we launched that back in 1987. I was there. Okay, another honoree added to this year's Grammys on the Hill Award. Monica DeLuca has that more in Fox Country.
Fox Country.
I'm Monica DeLuca. Randy Travis will be honored at the 2025 Grammys on the Hill.
I'm gonna love you forever and ever.
Event hosted by the Recording Academy in Washington, D.C., returns April 8th through the 10th, uniting congressional leaders and music makers to honor those who have helped shape a better future for music. The 7-time Grammy winner is being honored alongside U.S. Representatives Linda Sanchez and Ron Estes for their commitment to advancing pro-music policy. Morgan Wallen is teasing new music. The song is called Come Back as a Redneck, captioning a video online with the song's lyrics, Maybe Then You'll Understand. The song is part of his upcoming album called I'm the Problem, which drops May 16th. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
And singer Bobby Sherman battling stage 4 cancer, and his wife says his condition is terminally ill. Sherman's wife told Fox News Digital that her 81-year-old husband is, quote, at home with special care and that everything's shutting down in his body. Sherman was a teen idol in the late 60s and early 70s with top 10 hits such as Little Woman, Julie, Do You Love Me, and Easy Come, Easy Go. In addition to music, he had a starring role in the TV Western series Here Comes the Brides.
Yeah, you know, you could go by at that time. Magazines were real popular. You could see him everywhere on the shelves and stuff like that. You could not go anywhere back in those days unless you like a teen beat called Teen Beat magazine. Bobby Sherman was all over it. I mean, he was a teen throb in his day. Sorry to hear that. That is something that I could have done without.
Hey, like, thanks for ruining my afternoon.
No, I don't mean it like that. I mean, the fact of the matter is sad.
Yeah, yeah.
That somebody like that is going through that problem. Prayers with him. Big changes at the U.S. Postal Service that could potentially change your mail delivery experience. USPS is streaming its networks, reducing work hours, and shutting down unessential facilities. The revamp is set in two waves. The initial launch phase now underway. Then it will be followed by a subsequent phase taking effect on July 1st. So get ready for that one.
And Escambia County Marine Resources invites the public to a scuba diving safety symposium. That's going to be on April 14th at 5:30 p.m. at the Central Office Complex. The free event will discuss diving safety and emergency response among divers and professionals.
Coming up next hour, we'll talk to an experienced pro from Escambia County on recycling paint. It's coming up.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.